Well, that was Donald Trump. Let's go back to the White House and to our correspondent, Tom Bateman. Tom, we are 3 weeks in. Give me your assessment of where you think we are.
Well, you know, I mean, you heard from Donald Trump there repeating some of the messages that we've heard over the last few days, frankly. But I think what he didn't say there is about, again, about the Strait of Hormuz. That was left to this social media post that he put out in the minutes before that, calling America's NATO allies cowards because he says they won't take part in any US operation to try and reopen the strait. Now, that is going to send a shockwave through the leaders of NATO. They are used to some of the kinds of equivocation, the questioning of the value of the NATO alliance to the United States that Mr. Trump has done in the past. But we're now in a territory where he's continuing to use this kind of language now, really questioning their value, calling them a paper tiger, for example, which, as far as NATO allies are concerned, sends a signal to their adversaries, mostly to, of course, to Russia, that might suggest the US wouldn't defend NATO countries in the event of an invasion in Eastern Europe. They've always been really worried about this, and that kind of language, I think, is going to really concern them. It is a signal of the frustration, the anger that Mr. Trump is clearly feeling about the part of this war that is going wrong for him. They don't have a solution yet to deal with the way the Iranians have managed to control the Strait of Hormuz. And this kind of lashing out at his NATO allies, I think, is symptomatic of that.